This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew. It's 23 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Premiering tonight is Australia's reality television show on Channel 9 at 7:30. Set your TV sets. Australia's Perfect Couple is set to air. There are 8 different couples competing for a prize. Starts at 100 grand, then it builds up throughout the episodes. We have 8 couples, virgins, opposites who attract. Who will be the perfect couple? We have one of them, one of the contestants in the studio. Good morning to Robbie and Dan, the same-sex foster parent couple. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Are you excited about tonight?
Very nervous, but looking forward to it.
In the episode synopsis, it says that there's going to be sparks flying, but literally.
Yeah, I think the first couple is all smiles, but then you sort of, as the episodes roll along, you get to see a few cracks.
Just so we understand, there's 8 couples. Do you all live in the same house, or what are we going to be watching?
Yeah, we definitely do. It was a fantastic sort of mansion up in Byron Bay.
Lovely
weather, great scenery. So, and then all the couples all mixed together in the one place.
That sounds like interesting. So it's Big Brother meets a bit of MasterChef with a touch of So You Think You Can Dance and everything all in once.
You definitely add a lot of tension.
So people love a bit of tension on TV, so tune in to see all you guys having a bit of fighting, do you think?
Oh, no, not fighting. We got along really well, but no, the challenges are full on.
And the challenges are sort of set to see how you go in your relationship with communication, trust, and along with that kind of pressure and the camera being on you, there's a few interesting sparks that come along.
There's couples from all different kind of backgrounds as well. Was there any tensions between different couples from different backgrounds?
Look, it was really fantastic, actually. Even though everyone, it was a real melting pot of personalities. We got along really well, you know, initially, for sure.
Initially.
I will add that in.
Some of the tasks that you've got to do, it's not sort of, again, I'm referring to other TV programs like the Bush Tucker eating, and is it are there some really dangerous sort of things that come up?
not necessarily dangerous things, but I suppose they're challenging, so they put your relationship to the test,
right?
So it's mostly just challenges.
It could see that they're basically trying to break you guys up.
Strengthen our relationship. Yeah, okay. More so.
So tell us a little bit about you two as a couple. How did you first meet?
If you go.
They're both trying to remember.
Which story should we use?
No, well, we actually met several times before Dan actually remembered me. So every time that I'd go up and say hello, he'd go, "Hi, my name's Dan." And I go, "Yes, we've met 3 other times."
That's nice. Alcohol involved, I'd assume?
Yes, yep. Yes. Well, it was at the market. So, and then eventually we went home together and been together for 9 years now.
Now, 9 years you've been together, and Rob, you bit of a romantic. You proposed in Bali.
Yes.
How sweet. Can you talk us through a bit of how you wooed Dan off his feet?
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm lucky because I'm a travel agent. So we went over to Bali and I told Dan that we're staying in a dive and ended up having our own villa. And then I organised for the chef from Coup d'Etat to come and cook a dinner for us in our villa. And there was rose petals everywhere. And we went for a walk along the beach and we opened up the villa door and there was petals everywhere. And Dan walked in and didn't really notice. And
they need to clean this place up. What's this on the floor?
He thought that was the normal kind of service in any place.
Doesn't everyone have this?
Tough audience.
And then I was nervous throughout the whole dinner and sweating profusely and eventually popped the question and Dan just stared at me and then eventually said yes. So
eventually
said yes after the look of...
Oh, it was the last thing I was expecting. You know, it shouldn't have been the last thing I was expecting. I'm looking at him, he's like sweating, as you said, and I thought, oh, that's very unattractive.
I might have to reconsider this relationship.
I know.
I might have to move on.
Throw this one back.
Now, the angle you're taking on the show is you just want to be accepted as a normal couple. The only difference is you're of same sex. I really like how you're playing that because I don't think it needs to be stipulated that you are. It doesn't need to be really enforced, and I really like that angle you're taking on it.
Definitely. Well, that's just one part of who we are, and it's not all of what we are, but we're proud of it, and we just wanted to show that we're normal. We have the ups and downs as of any other couple, and hopefully that comes across.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got more of Robbie and Dan. You're on the Hunt Bakery on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Peter Page.
Hey, how you doing? This is Scott Lowell.
Hello, this is Taya Gill. Hi, this is Michelle Clinney.
Hey, this is Hal Sparks.
Hi, this is Robert Gant.
Hi, I'm Sharon Gliss.
You are listening to the Hump Day Crew.
You're with the Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was Rosetta, and we are the Hump Day Crew, yeah. Joined by the perfect couple. Fish has lost it,
though. He has. He's like, well, where
that,
are we?
That last I did was, hi, you're listening to the Hump Crew.
Hey, people like to see us in different ways. That's her way of seeing it.
Diversity, diversity.
Exactly. I do like the Hump Crew. So, Robbie and Dan.
From Australia's Perfect Couple, which is airing tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Robbie and Dan, we have a game we like to play with all of our guests. Mm. Be prepared. It's called 101 Questions. Now, generally what we do is we ask the guest to pick three random numbers between 1 and 101, and we ask the corresponding question. Now, because you're in Australia's Perfect Couple, we thought we're going to ask you, Robbie, to pick three random numbers. Excellent. But you're going to answer them for him, Dan.
Oh, this is dangerous.
It's a team effort. So hit us with a number, Robbie.
Robbie, what is the ringtone on Dan's mobile?
Do I answer that?
Oh, let's draw you a picture, shall we, Ant? It's, yeah, so you got to tell us, what is his ringtone?
It, the ringtone was Wonder Woman.
What?
But I don't know if that's still the case.
I had to change it because I wasn't too professional in a doctor's setting when Wonder Woman, you know, rang. So now it's just a generic Nokia one.
Okay.
Boring.
It's just ring.
Do you have a different ringtone for your work phone and your personal one, or is it both the same?
Technically, I've got two phones.
Yeah.
If the tax man's listening.
It works listening. Two different ones.
Okay. Here's another number.
14.
When was the last time he said, they all said, I hate you.
Very deep question for a Wednesday breakfast.
That better be never, Rob.
Now? No. I don't think we've ever said those words to each other. I know that sounds lame, but we do have arguments, but I don't think it's ever got to where I hate you.
Good. Let's have one more number.
29.
How would you start a personal advert for yourself in the newspaper?
So do one each. Why don't you do one each? How would you do one, Dan? How would you do one for Robbie? How would you describe his personal advert?
Guy looking for a boyfriend with memory. long walks on the beach. I don't know. Personal advert. Probably an honest, decent, good-looking man looking for life partner.
Oh, no. And that's what he's found, isn't he?
I hope so.
What about the other way around? What about you, Dan? What do you think Robbie should have?
Oh, dear. I'm totally lost with that.
Really. Maybe you're the one that needs a better memory. Yeah, just say something romantic.
Well, what would Robbie need? What Robbie would need is someone considerate, looking for that lifelong partner, definitely. Someone to be damn patient with him, because... I'm kidding.
And Robbie, have you found that?
Yes, definitely. We're opposites in a lot of ways, and we complement our downfalls, and I think we're Australia's perfect couple.
Ah.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew for more from Australia's Perfect Couple in just a few moments' time.
You're on Joy 94.9, the Hump Day Crew, at Ginny and the Bish, joined by Australia's Perfect Couple contestants, Robbie and Dan. Part two of our game of 101 questions, where we ask you to pick a random number between 1 and 101. Robbie, you had your turn to have Dan answer your questions. Now, Dan, it's your turn to pick three random numbers between 1 and 101.
100.
100. Right, I've got the pleasure of reading this out. So, if you were to open a gay bar, what would you call it?
So, Robbie, if Dan would open a gay bar, what would he call it?
What would he call it?
Probably men. I don't know.
Men?
No, I don't.
Lots of men.
He forget after he named it anyway? What did I call my bar? Yeah. Right.
Men. Where is it? Where am I?
Where's the address?
Lots of men, please. Okay. All right. That's an interesting gay bar. So keep an eye out for that. And another number, please.
29, my age.
29. Well, I think we've done 29.
Oh, wow.
And is that really your age?
No, of course it isn't.
Okay. Thought I'd question it. Okay, let's go for a realistic number.
54.
That's not your age either. Do you plan your outfits each day?
Does Dan plan his outfits? In advance, the night before the iron comes out, and the outfits are definitely planned in a bit in advance.
Oh, what a fantastic example for your daughter you're setting. I like it.
He takes pride in how he looks, and yeah, definitely there is a lot of thought into it.
So I was just going to say, does he choose your outfits as well?
If the iron's out, I ask him to iron my clothes. I might.
There we go.
But
he can't dress himself.
No, there's no help on my side.
Now, Dan, in your picking of the outfit process, do you accessorize as well, or is it just the clothing?
Oh, there's a lot of planning. Yeah? Of course there's accessories.
So if you're like, okay, this shirt, this belt goes with that.
Of course.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. And Ginny picks out her outfit. What would you say? 10 minutes? 5 minutes in advance?
Yep.
Or as you're walking out the door?
Anyway.
That's been horrible to Ginny time. We've got one more question. Give us another number, please.
Have we done 30?
No, we haven't. What is your most vivid childhood memory? So this is going to be quite difficult because you're going to try and remember, because you're Mr. Forgetful anyway. Mm. What is Daniel's most...
Yeah, a bit of vivid childhood memory.
Mm.
I know that he loved going down the beach. His mum had a fish and chip shop in Torquay, so I think the beach in Torquay, he talks about that and loves walking on the beach. So I think maybe Torquay would be a vivid childhood memory.
Definitely.
Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Hey, there we go. No prizes, but there you go.
I'm guessing you're a big fan of the beach.
Yeah, I love it. Have to be near the water.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Are you a water sign?
Cancer.
Ah, oh. I thought so.
It's your birthday soon, or have you had your birthday?
June the 27th.
Oh, that's been a while ago. It's an old cancer.
And did you do something special for him, Robbie?
We went on holidays to Thailand.
So,
the bish.
Yeah, I was in Thailand last week. We were talking about it off air, actually. We're talking about Thailand, but we've got more important things to discuss, which is tonight's show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And The Perfect Couple on Channel 9 at 7:30. And just to recap on what we've been talking about, it's 8 couples in a house in Byron pitting their wits against each other to try and win how much money?
Up to $250,000.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice prize.
It's a handy prize. You can buy a lot of belts with that.
And watching or looking at your bio and watching the Channel 9 website, you were going to, or if you won the money, what were you going to do?
A family holiday, because we're proud foster parents.
You are, right?
And so, yes, definitely towards a family holiday.
Yes, you have a beautiful daughter, Samantha.
Yes.
And you are foster parents to her. And where would you go with that money?
It'd have to be Disneyland, I would say.
Yeah, so, I'm sure she had a lot of input in that decision-making process.
That's her first pick.
We asked her and she said in 2 seconds, Disneyland. How long
have you guys been foster parents?
3 years.
Now, you were speaking a lot about how it's changed the dynamics of your relationship. It must have been quite a rewarding but challenging experience as well.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And very rewarding, very challenging. But you deal with those little challenges just day to day. And it's probably not until you get 6 months into it that you look back and go, wow, that was really an accomplishment. But like any parent, you see those changes from day in, day out, you know, how they're growing, etc. And you wouldn't change it for the world.
Because a lot of things change your life. Like my sister gave birth to my little niece a year ago and her life's been turned upside down. How do you guys see yourself in the next 5 years, Samantha? And are you looking at adopting more kids?
It's one of the best things that we've ever done, and has made our relationship stronger. And we would look into getting another foster child a little bit down the track. It's something that we'll continue to keep on doing.
Fantastic. Well, Robbie and Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning and getting up so early to be on the Hump Day Crew.
It's nice early. So make sure that you're tuned in tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, to see The Perfect Couple. And we'll be rooting for you guys all the way. So,
yeah, you've sold me. You're my favourite couple already. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Take care. Thanks very much.
That's Australia's Perfect Couple premiering tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. You're on the Hump Day Crew. Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcast and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.